Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for this grand opportunity you have given unto us to gather in your house again this evening with the rest of the saints for this midweek prayer meeting. Thank you very much, O Lord, for the abundance of your blessings you showered upon our souls on Sunday, from the Sunday school, morning service, and afternoons were given irrespectively. We thank you very much, O Lord, for being so good to us. It is your love for us, O Lord, as your children, to teach us doctrines, to rebuke us, to correct us, to instruct us unto righteousness. Father, we appreciate you. Thank you for watching over our lives. Thank you very much for making a way for every one of us to be here. There are people on their way, may you hasten their steps down safely, Lord. We thank you for the song service, the song leader, the congregation, O Lord, everyone at the post of duty, the instrument users, the computer operators, the engine operators, our brother in the broadcasting room there, Lord. Thank you for the deacons and the officers at the post of duties. We pray for grace upon everyone tonight. Father God, as your servant reports your duty, you are the only all-sufficient one. My faith looks up to thee, Lord, thou Lamb of Calvary. Savior divine, help me, Lord. Hide me under the cross. Take man out of the way. Let all eyes, O Lord our God, be centered on Calvary. Lord, may you pass through me unto your people. Father, may you speak to our heart, O Lord. May you minister to our needs in this short word of exhortation. May your word not pass over our heads. Let it meet the need of the hour in our lives, O Lord. Have your way, Father. Those who are going to listen online, may you minister unto them too. Thank you for our brother, Atum, who could not be here this evening. We thank you very much, O Lord, for frustrating every plans of the enemy against him. May you perfect his head, O Lord. Very soon, O Lord our God, we pray thee, O Lord, that you will completely heal that hand, O Lord our God. It will be useful for him, Heavenly Father, to the glory and honor of your name. Blessed be your name, Lord. Every need that are represented here tonight, may they be met, O Lord. Father God, as many as are sick, spiritually and physically, may you heal them all. Baptize souls with the Holy Ghost, O Lord. Turn backsliders unto you. Refill, Heavenly Father. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint us. Thank you, Lord. Wherever your people are gathered across the nation and other nations, may your presence be there, Lord. Thank you, Master Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church this evening. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to read from two places as usual. First, we are going to read from Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 119. Verse 59. I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. Amen. May the Lord bless his word tonight to our heart. Shall please be seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please give us the sermon 59:07-06. Go to paragraph 11. I want to appreciate every one of you, ministers, officers, church members, for taking photograph with me on Sunday, children too, both male and female. I thank you very much. I'm sorry, the little cake that was cut, I didn't even know anything about it at all until I think Saturday afternoon. I didn't know what the children planned, the little they could do. I never told them anything. They only knew that, you know, I will mark my birthday on Sunday. It was only on Saturday afternoon. Sister Adelike told me that they sent money to bake cake for me and to buy biscuit. So, sorry that the cake is small after 17 years of making such like that. I believe it was only when I was 15, 1996, when we were at Fenele down there at that time, that we had such a thing like that. And in 2006, well, we couldn't do much. But I thank the Lord that I'm still alive today. One thing I know, I used to tell God that I'm not better than my ancestors. It is the grace of the Almighty God that who foreknew me before the foundation of the world and has saved my soul and called me to the ministry. So thank you, every one of you. Thank you, ministers. Thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, children. God bless you. And the ones that refuse to take photograph, God bless you too. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because they have to be calling brothers, come and take photographs, sisters, come and take. And you had. But only if you want to take photograph with me this time and now. No problem. It has been taken, it has been taken. So God bless every one of you. So God bless you. It's been so wonderful. So this evening, by the grace of God, with the little time before us, I just want us to look at this. Please go to paragraph what? Brother, why? Oh, I told you before. Paragraph 11, please come down. Come down to, if we will sit down, if we will sit down, come down to that part of paragraph 11. Thank you, my brother. I just want us to look into these few words with the anointing of the Holy Spirit this evening. Young and old, boys and girls, middle age, youths, praise the Lord. Because we have little or no time at all. Praise be to God. And if God has been so good to you and has done something wonderful in your life, our brother said, if God has been so merciful to a person and has saved his soul, he said, that person should walk reverently in the presence of God all the days of his life, and serving is part of this sermon. Praise the Lord. So from this one now, let's look at this. May God minister to us from this. If we will sit down tonight and figure what is any greater thing than eternal life. Eternal life that has no beginning, that has no ending. And that is nothing short but our Heavenly Father. Let's figure it. If you can just figure it this evening. As we are sitting down here. Look, my brother, my sisters, young boys and girls, youths, the things that we are listening, you are hearing here, Wednesday, Sunday school, morning, evening, services on Sunday, there are people that never had these things you are hearing.
May God help us, church. Tell me what kind of a price that you could put on eternal life. It is priceless. It is without money, without price. When we are deep in sin, when we are sloshing in sin, oh my. Because why? We came to this world born in sin, shaped in iniquity, in sin that our mother conceived of. But God Almighty, before the foundation of the world, who knew all things, because he's infinite, he had you in mind. As you had on Sunday evening, may God help us. Nothing can be compared unto it. Oh my. If you are dying tonight with $100 billion in your pocket, you could not touch eternal life. Because eternal life cannot be bought with money. It is from heart to glory, salvation is of the Lord. Amen. Think of this statement. We had it of recent. I think it was Pastor Abu Hassan that mentioned it. That the night I was saved, there were millions. If genuinely you really met God, the night that I was saved, there were millions upon the face of the earth. Say, I want to fulfill the purpose of God saving me. May God help us. You can't buy it. Money is filthy in the sight of God. If it isn't used to his kingdom or to some good cause, it's filthy. Church, may God help us. The rich young ruler tonight, where he is in hell, is regretting now. That's why the prophet made us to know. We don't inherit eternal life. We possess eternal life. And good works cannot buy eternal life. It is free. Salvation is free. Jesus paid it all with his own blood for you and me on the cross. Amen. Please kindly go to 13, paragraph 13, on the account of time. I'm waiting, please. I was speaking to my wife a few days ago after I had celebrated my 50th birthday. You know, he was born in 1909, April 6th. And this was in July. And I said to her, honey, I'm getting old. And this Bible, I must place back into the hands of my boy someday. And I was speaking to her about how when we were young, and I said, here we have been married all these years, and it seems like it was just yesterday. Time is fleeting. Oh, brothers and sisters, let's think on our ways. May God help us. And I said, life has passed so quick. But honey, listen to this. I said, if God will come to this room and will say, I'm going to give you a choice. Oh God, help us. To live another 50 years, and you are going to go through poverty, and sickness, and troubles, and be rejected, and despised, and have a terrible time. You are going to beg every meal that you eat in the next 50 years. A carnal man will say, no. Listen to this. But at the end of that 50 years, you will have eternal life. Amen. But a carnal man will say, to live a poverty life, I cannot do. May God help us. He said, but I'm going to give you the whole world and all the money and turn you back to 18 years old. and make you king over all the world for 1,000,000 years. The thought came to me about that queen. The queen of England. When she came to the point of death, she said, if there's anything I can do to have salvation, I believe you take me for what I mean, not what I say. I may not be able, you know, sometimes you may not be able to quote verbally, but you understand what we are saying. It was too late then. Look at the, you know, the queen that, you know, passed just last year. At the age of 90 something. She was enthroned in 1952. Until she died, she couldn't vacate that throne. Obewo and Bear. And yet, his son now is old. Prince Charles, the firstborn. May God help us. There is nothing in this world. Everything will pass away. But the Bible said, nations will pass away. Politics will pass away. Nigeria will pass away. Democracy will pass away. Churches will pass away. You will pass away. I will pass away. But one thing remains sure. That is the word of the living God. And the word of God is eternal. Heaven and earth will pass away. His word will never pass away unfulfilled. Let's look at that. 1,000,000 years. But at the end of the 1,000,000 years, then that's all. I will say, Lord, let me beg or anything. That's a man of vision. May God help you, my brothers. May God help you, my sisters. In these days, when young and old are just pursuing money, one time, Brother Miriam, God rest his soul in peace, when he was here 1 year, he said, money is like a fly or like a bird. We may not remember. He said, money is like a bird. It flies. The way it comes, the way, that's the way it goes. May God help us. But we have a hope which nothing can take away from us. That is the hope of eternal life. Lord, let me beg or anything, just give me eternal life. For there will be a time when there will be no more of me. 1,000,000 years. Oh my. God help us. But as long as there is a God in heaven, if I got eternal life, I will always live with him. Because why? From the foundation of the world, I was part of him. You are part of him. Amen. That is if you got the Holy Ghost inside of you. Hallelujah. When the eons of times has passed, that's extreme period of time, or thousands of years. When thousands of years is passed, then what happened? We live on. Because we are part of God, sons and daughters of him. What a blessed hope. What a blessed rest. What a blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Because Jesus has already paid it for you and for me on the cross of Calvary. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You may say, it's a shame that we have to be pressed into places to make us accept it. What an enemy we have. Yes, Satan is our arch enemy. And it is good to turn to the Lord before these troubles strike. Praise the Lord. May God help us. These few minutes, let's mend ourselves about that boy. What is it? He was a gentleman. He was not a renegade. He was not a fugitive. But he was a vagabond. Alani Kirini. What is it? He was a floater. In another sermon, the prophet said, his mother was a Christian. His brother was a Christian, brother and sisters were Christians. Say, but he was so babied as the little boy of the house. May God help us. And he learned to be a cook, a chef, and he had the certificate. So one day now, while he was just loafing around. He said, I was hungry. And he was just going about. Then he just got into a camp where there are people that were cutting, falling trees to make timber. And he presented the certificate. They told him that they have a colored woman. That's a good chef. But if he can go in that and wash place for her, that they will be feeding him and give him something. He said, that's all right. Say, he just want to work for a while. Today, people will see job they don't want to do. Remember that the Bible says, whosoever does not work, should not eat. May God help us. So, 2 days after he was employed, so after they finished washing dishes and things like that, they lay down. And he just had the boss and one of the men, they were talking. Because there was a lightning and tornado, wind blowing like that. And when this one was blowing, he said, he had the boss say, John, you are better go and quickly remove the horses and bring them in. Because we don't know, any few minutes now, we may be gone. He said, that alerted him. He just woke up and he peeped through the window. He saw lightning flashing. He saw trees falling here and there. Then he said there was a canvas that divided him between the woman and himself. And the woman tapped on the canvas. He said, son, oh son. He said, come over this side. I have a lantern lit. And he came over. And the old woman asked him, are you a Christian? He said, no, ma'am. Praise the Lord. He said, no, I'm not a Christian. Bear with me. He said, you had better pray. He said, because we don't know what's going to happen. The tornado you see it winding. We may not be here any moment. But the thing is this, the old woman was calmed. Oh my. She was so calmed, the peace of God that passes all understanding was keeping her soul and her mind. Because she had a solid rock upon whom she was standing. That's the rock of ages, the Lord Jesus Christ. This boy said, I couldn't pray. Said, when the wind will blow, the lightning will flash. Said, the trees will just fall here. For they say, I don't know any moment that, the trees can fall upon the tent. And that will be the end. So, he was so confused. He said, but the thing that surprised him was this. I'm just going to shut up because of time. He said, the old woman was so calm. He said, she was just speaking with somebody that she has been acquainted with before. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. The problem is admonishing you and I. We should not wait in the time of when we get into trouble before we know that we ought to serve the Lord or we know how to give our life to Christ. We should never do that. Praise the Lord. Why this testimony here? Well, first, he met that the evangelist was giving you this testimony. Said, this boy, he just ran to the altar. He said, ever before altar call was given at all. Said, I want to give, he said, pastor, I want to give my life. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my personal savior. Then the preacher asked him, have you ever been to church so much? He said, he has never been to church before. What about you, my brother, my sisters, brothers and sisters, young and old, that have been coming to church, listening to the word of God? This boy has never attended church. Then he narrated his story. But one thing is this, while this was going on, he made a vow, a promise unto Jehovah God. He said, if you will just bail me out of this place, the thing is, just let me find mercy. I don't know how to pray, but just one more time, if I can just escape this place. Anytime that there is no storm, before any other storm comes, I want to give my life unto you. Brothers and sisters, may God help us. Listen. I got this much out. I said, sir, if you will just fear me, I will come to you sometime when there is no storm on. He said, that is why I'm here. I'm here tonight. Oh, my brother, sorry. Sorry. 17. 17. Down, down, down. Listen. The prophet now said, that's why I'm here. The prophet said, there is no storm going on, but that promise in my heart and the memories of that hour still linger. Remember, let us learn of this again. The boy that stole cars for 5 times. We've spoken about that one. Is that not right? Remember, the mother came to the prophet and was asking, please speak to the church for my son. But they said, I could only do the little I could. I will speak to him. Another place, he said, it was this boy himself that met him. Said, please just speak to the judge for me. If you can just share me this one more time. Oh, I will come to church. I will not miss Sunday school. Oh, I will always be there. When they open doors like this, I'll be in the Sunday school every Sunday. But we said, but the thing is this. I've asked for favor several times before the judge. Say, but one thing I want you to know is this. Remember that the judge has signed for an oath. Are you there? May God help us to get something from this psalm. He said, the judge has signed an oath. To do what? To be just. Not to have any, how will I put it now? Pardon my brother. Not to be partial in his judgment. If you listen, I think Razam dropped something the other day. He said, if you did anything wrong, I will not contribute one cobalt to bail you out. May God help us. I say, may God help us. Listen, it is right to come to God while you are saved. And your right mind. When everything is quiet, when you get time to think and come sanely and soberly, that is the time to come to God. For then he's a present help in a time of trouble. Praise the Lord. Now you may say, I believe in deathbed repentance. He said, but don't rely on that. You don't need to go into anything, my brother. Let me just bear with me. This is from, as I thought on my way, we'll come back to that by the grace of God. I do believe there is a deathbed repentance. Are you there? Because nobody knows when, how, or where. Are you there? But don't depend on it. For I've seen many on the side of the road in wrecks, that's in car accidents. Glass drove through their bodies. And some shot and a bullet through them. I will run to them quickly. I will say, you're a Christian? No, no. And can't pray. God bless you, my brother. Thank you very much. Don't you take a chance on it. Amen. Think on your ways. Let me think on my ways. And turn our feet to the testimonies of God. The testimony of God is the word of God. If God has done something for you, if God has saved you, reverence yourself all the days of your life before Him in His presence. That's why the Bible made us to know, when you enter the church door, enter in with all reverence. And be expecting God to speak to you. Amen. Said, so don't depend on that. Praise the Lord. So, For now, God is our refuge and our strength, and is the very present help in trouble. Think on your ways now. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, think on your ways. You see, for some time now, Pastor has been hammering. Almost every Sunday, have you thought of your ways, husbands, that you can open your, you can take your hand and slap your wife or beat your wife? Like I used to say in the past, when you wanted to marry this woman, you not tell her, if you do anything wrong, I will get I will get blood out of your mouth. You didn't tell her that. But honey, and you can take your hand and slap her. May God help us. Or you wife who have no respect for your husband, think on your ways. Young boys, think on your ways. We are coming. In your place of work, think on your ways. Businessmen, businessmen, women, think on your ways. We are coming by the grace of God. Our time is up. May God bless our souls. I believe with these few statements this evening, let's think on these things. If there's anything that you need to, listen, church. It is not when somebody comes to the Lord's table that makes him a Christian or her a Christian. It is dangerous. How can you be keeping malice and you be coming to the Lord's table? It is dangerous. Brother, it is dangerous. Sister, it is dangerous. May God help us. Because the Bible says, many will eat the Lord's Supper, or millions will eat the Lord's Supper, and will never smell heaven. It is dangerous. Let me examine myself. You examine yourself, brother. Examine yourself, sister. May God help us. When you have your breath in your nostril, there's still time. Remember, our prophet said, your eternal destination, where you are going to spend your eternity, is a choice. Oh, it's a choice. You may choose to want to live right. You may choose to want not to live right. It's a choice. Because he told us, choice is a great thing. Choose you this day whom you are going to serve. Whether the God that your father served on the other side, or the God that your father served on the other side of the floor. But as for me and my house, the Lord will serve. Ah, the people say, oh, we are going to serve because he did it for us in Egypt. He brought us out. He crossed the Red Sea. You know, he opened the Red Sea for us. We passed through and so on and so forth. Joshua says, wait. After you have promised that you are, he said, look, this stone today is a witness against you. After you have spoken these things, he had you. He had you. And after he has done you good, when you turn away from him, he will turn again and do you evil. May that not be our portion. We thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ that has settled everything for us on the cross of Calvary. As I thought of my ways, I turned my feet to thy testimony. Let us bow our heads. When you know the right thing to do, and you go and do otherwise, to him that knoweth the right thing to do, and do it not, to him it is sin. Thank you, brother. It is sin. Say you may be turning God down many a times. So one day you are going to turn him down for the last time. Don't take chances in anything. Because we don't know who is next. That is not to create fear in you. It's not to create fear in anybody. You don't know who is next. I don't know who is next. But the thing is, be prepared. Remember that here we have no continuous city. We are only living here temporarily. Like that songwriter says, this world is not my home. I'm just passing through. My treasures are laid up beyond the blues. The angels are beckoning me from heaven's open doors. I just can't feel at all in this world anymore. Brothers and sisters, this is not our home. Oh, men of old. Men of old. Who caught that revelation of that, you know, beautiful city that Jesus has got to prepare, like Father Abraham. If they have been mindful of where they come out from, they have been, you know, they will have had the opportunity of going back. But no, they were looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. One of these days, whatever we have here, we are going to leave them. Money, house, whatever it is, we are going to leave everything. You'll be no more, I'll be no more. Because thus thou art, thus shall thou return. This flesh will go back to the dust. Only, it's not only spoken of the soul. Oh, may God help us, my brother, my sister. Our life to be more dedicated, to be more consecrated unto the service of the Almighty God in everything that we do, in our dealings with one another. Let's think on these few things, my brother, my sister. In the neighborhood, people are watching us. Our association, our interaction with the people of the public. People are watching you. People are watching you. Let's think of these things again tonight. It will soon be over. It will soon be over. When, you don't know. When, I don't know. It is in the hand of the Almighty God. But be prepared, be made ready. In Jesus' name we pray. I call on the pastors.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are very grateful to you for a portion of your word again that you have just fed our souls with. Your prophet has taught us that it is in this world that lays a rapturing faith. Master, may we not come to church for anything else, because your prophet taught us the reason why we come to church is to check up with our soul salvation, how we are studying with you. Father, we don't want to come short of all the redemptive blessings that you purchased for us. Help us to possess them and enjoy them all the days of our lives. Your word says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, we were healed. Your prophet taught us, sickness was not created alone with man. Sickness came as a result of sin. And when you came, you paid for sin. You paid for sickness. Heavenly Father, that our souls might prosper, that we might also prosper in health. Master, as many of us, Lord, as have fallen short of one thing or the other, Master, remember us, O God. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We want to be like you. We want to have your mind. That is what your word says, that they that are spiritual have the mind of Christ. Want to have the mind of Christ. Want to have the nature of Christ. Want to have His Spirit. Want to be led by Him. They that are led by the Spirit of God, your word says they are the sons of God. May you help us, O God. Take away every hypocrisy. Take away every unbelief. Take away everything that is contrary to Christ. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant. Replenish him for the virtue that has led him. We commit the rest of the aspect of the prayer meeting into your hands. Help us to pray as becomes saints. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God
wants us to pray for the program. In Jesus' name, we pray. We expect everybody to say amen now. Why will I debate? What about this side? What about this side? In Jesus' name, we pray. God help us. Praise the Lord. Please, let's sing from 160 in 160. Time is filled with swift transition. Not of heart or mood can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. What does He start? Hold to God's unchanging. Hallelujah, be your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Oh, trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever He has to bring. Make him still more closely to him cling. Hallelujah, hope to God's unchanging hand. Long and old to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Changing on. Oh, come, men of this world, very. What happened to them? Huh? Sorrow, feeling decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure.
Hallelujah. Oh, to God's unchanging heart. Brothers, sisters, to God's unchanging heart. Hallelujah. The hope's unchanging heart. Eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging heart.
Hallelujah. Oh, hopes of Jesus. Oh, of Jesus. Amen and amen. Shall we bow our heads as we close the service with a word of prayer? Our Father, we thank you for bringing us together again tonight for this midweek service. Thank you for a portion of the message of our day that you have given to us again tonight. Lord, we are very grateful. We appreciate you taking on our ways. Lord, help each and every one of us from the platform to the pews. Lord, to check on our ways, Lord. Lord, just help us. Lord, each time your word comes to us, oh God, it is for a purpose. Lord, we pray, oh God, that whichever way your word has spoken to us again tonight, may we not be among them that reset your word. Help us, O God. We have been made to know that those that you love, that you chasten. Master, that you have not ordained them to perish with the world. Father, we pray, O God, if there be any coming to church for something else besides soul salvation, Father, may you help such to change their mind in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, if there be any sickness in this audience, your prophet told us every sickness is a demon, and you are giving us as your children authority to cast them out. Wherever a demon is hiding, from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, are the hungers that you put within us, whether in the bones of marrows or bloodstream or wherever. Because your word says our body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's not meant for diseases. Therefore, Satan, you have missed your way. Pack your bag and baggages. Leave God's people alone. You have been exposed by the word of God. Go and come back no more. May every child of God be well for your glory and for your honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your prophet has taught us that when we are sick, we cannot put in our best in the services of God. And we know that is not your will. It is your will that we prosper in our souls and prosper in health. You shed your blood to cleanse our souls so that we will come and dwell in, so that we might prosper in our souls. May we continue to prosper in our souls in the name of Jesus Christ. You also say we should prosper in health. Father, may we prosper in health, Lord. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. Thank you for your servant that you have graciously used the gate tonight. The virtue that has left him, may you replenish him, Lord. May you continue to lift up the honor of his ministry and that of others, Lord. Within us here and outside of us here, wherever your servants are, continue to take them to higher ground. We cannot but remember your servant, Brother Oluwa Femi Adejiji. Lord Jesus, you are the Lord our God that healed all our diseases. Father, we pray, oh God, by the time the treatment is over, Lord, may everything normalize, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. We know that the enemy is always after us. Your prophet has taught us that if the enemy is not after you, it's because he has gotten you. Because he cannot get us, he's always after us. When he comes in like a flood, Father, as you promise, please remember, raise a standard against him. In the name of Jesus Christ. So we believe in the auditorium to go back to our homes. Father, we are not leaving your presence. May your presence go with each and every one of us. Take us home safely, Lord. On the highway or the byway, Father God, those trekking home, those taking public transport, those taking private vehicle, Father, take everybody home safely. We don't want to be forgetful here. Help us, oh God, to meditate upon the things that we have heard again tonight. Grant it, Father. Thank you, Master. Once again, Lord, the program before us a weekend, Lord Jesus, is in your hands. We just pray, oh God, that you do as it pleases you. Every aspect of the program, we hand it over to you. Have thy way, oh God. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy holy name for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you very much for coming to service. We pray that the blessings that we have received again tonight will be permanent in our lives. Amen. Remember the information on the board. I think it's Friday and Saturday. Yeah. At Monia. That is the grandmother of Sister Adegoke. I think he has invited you as a church. I think I'm not mistaken. He has invited us as a church. Please, let us be there as a church. Amen. Remember, it's going to be two different people that will be there. So, the CAC people and the bride. Amen. May God help us that our presence there, our bodily language alone, we preach to the people. As they have always said, each time they come to our midst, either for wedding or any other thing, they will say, no, they don't believe what we preach, but they will say, look as they love each other. Jesus said, by this shall all men, including denominations, know that you are my disciples, when you have love one for another. What Abraham said, you can't mimic that love, because the love is divine. You have it, you have it. You don't have it, you don't have it. And if you say you have it, I will ask you a simple question. Is it possible to be inside water and not be wet? May God help us. I say, may God help us. Shall we rise? And let us shake one another and say, shalom. Shalom, my brother. Brother, shalom. Shalom, brother. Shalom, brother. Shalom, shalom. Saint Michael. You are not saying shalom to anybody. Shalom, my brother. Yes, sir. Shalom, my brother. With this program we have at hand, we are really going to have breaking of bread. Are you getting me? We can't do the two together because the two is colliding. If that program was in the morning, we could say, come back and observe our breaking of bread and foot washing in the evening. But that program is in the evening. And we can't break bread in the morning. Therefore, the program of breaking of bread and foot washing this week is cancelled. Amen? Oyiboto se penso. Olo se reza. Abi? God bless you. Thank you for reminding me. It didn't even occur to me that that was the last. God bless you, church. You love the Lord. You are too far away. God bless you. Oh Lord, I am very, very grateful for all you have done for me, oh Lord.
Very, very grateful. I am saying thank you, Jesus. Oh, I have a Father that will never, never fail. I have a Father that will never, never fail. Jesus is my Father. He will never, never fail. Rock of ages, never, never fail. I have a Father. Never, never fail. I have a Father. He will never, never fail me. Jesus is my Father. He will never, never fail. Rock of ages, never, never fail. Oh, Jugo Borello, Jugo Borello, Jugo Borello, oh, in your goal, oh, yeah, oh, Jugo Borello. Jugo Borello, oh, in your goal, yeah.